Very quickly, we will be talking on a very important topic, the name of Jesus Christ. And so today, because of how technical the subject of our discourse is, I will not attempt to converse around the mysteries in the name. I will talk about the reason for the name. And because it was Miles Murrow that says, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. So I want to establish the reason for the name. Before we had that inheritance of that name, all of creation was willed to another name. The family tree of creation found from Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. Please let's not get distracted. Amen. The family tree of creation found expression from Adam. And since Adam fell, it is equivalent to a bad name that follows a family and wrecks all of their contacts and makes people to preempt a negative expectation from you before they ever know you. So they say you are coming from this place. What they are associating you to is somebody else's mistake. But because that name is attached to you, so there were many spirits that does not regard man again. And I'll tell you why. In Genesis chapter 5 verse 3, the Bible says Adam lived for 130 years and then bore a son in his own likeness. Remember, Adam was created in the image of God and in the likeness of God. It is written in your Bible. Adam lived 130 years and begat a son, not in the image of God again, in his own is there, in his own likeness, after his own image, and called his name Seth. The man who fell has not been repaired. Then he started procreating his own kind, the fallen kind. So everybody that came from him was a fallen breed, a fallen nation. That fall became the implication of all of them, so that if any spirit see you, they don't need to ask where you are coming from. They know you are a son of Adam. We know how fallen men look like. Call your name anything. If you like, bear any title. If they see a seed of Adam, they know, because you have lost your badge in the spirit. So they know what fallen men should look like. And so there was a name that went ahead of all of us. It was the fallen race. Mind you, before Adam fell, like I said, I just want to establish why, the why of the name. Before Adam fell, one of the brightest of princes in the celestial city developed ambition. He began to seek for allotments that were not given to him. And it was on the ground of certain things about God that he peeped, and behold, he says, I want to be like. I will tell you how our own story ends. Because when they saw the ambition of spirit, in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1, he says, I saw on the right hand of he that sat upon the throne a book written, and on the backside seals. He says in verse 2, and a mighty angel proclaimed, who is worthy? Mind you, a rebellious prince has started a commotion in heaven. The commotion and his campaign posters, the manifesto of his campaign, was so compelling that 1/3 of God's own personal angel followed him. They looked at God and said, we believe this one better. They followed him. You have not seen election campaign. The campaign was with spirits. Mind you, it was not only... Election did not start with men. It was compelling that great spirits, and part of the spirits that follow him was a principality called death. Because if you know how mighty that spirit is, even Satan cannot tell him to bow. There are many things that came with Satan. The only reason why they are together is because they have a corporate enemy. He is not above them in ranking. There are many great creatures that came with him. They did not come because he was their leader. They came because when he presented the campaign, he said, this government, we like this your government. We will find a space in this thing.
So many princes came together.
Have you read the scripture that says the kings of this world came together and took counsel against God first and then against his anointed? You know what the reply of the great one was? The one who sat upon the throne began to laugh. What is going on here? What is happening here? They say Lucifer he is collecting the kingdom from your hand. The response of God was to laugh. Take 1 minute and laugh at that challenge quickly. We know how this story will end. Let me tell you how it ended. The interest of the princes was that we want to be like the Most High. Mind you, in Satan's campaign poster, there were five I will. Five. Just wrote five. If you read the first one, if the first one did not catch you, the second one will trap you. When they saw what the spirits were looking for, they wanted to be like. And God now said, oh, he made this man in his image and also in his likeness. So what they were looking for was that likeness that man has. We want to be like. And man was created in the likeness of God. So the way to provoke these spirits and push them to the extreme, God says, this thing I gave this man that is making all this drama, I will do more than that for the man. You know, there's a difference between Akamu and Costard. Eh? Akamu is like Costard, but Akamu is not Costard. So, take Costard to be a standard. And then they made something to be like Costard, but it's not Costard. God now say, in fact, let's not make them like God again. Let's make them gods. In Psalm 82, he says, ye are gods. You know why? So that anytime any prince, if he finish all his rebellion, if he come before you, he will bow. You know what Jesus entered time to come and do? Is to come and endorse that plan. The plan was written in that book that nobody could open. And that book is only a metaphor. It represents the seasons that could not set in course. There were many things God wanted to do, but until you judge who caused this problem, you cannot start doing it. How can you judge Satan if he is sitting in a class of his own? How can you say Satan is wrong if you cannot point who is right? How can you say Satan is guilty if you cannot show a standard? Mind you, God can never compare himself with Satan. The creator cannot compare himself with creature. It will reduce him. So they began an announcement. They asked hell and Hades, produce your brightest candidate. Who is worthy from there? They declared in heaven, people like Enoch that walked with God and he was not. They say, come forward if you are worthy. The devil that is doing all this garagara heard that announcement too. Who is worthy? And he could not show up. No creature was worthy. And the worthiness is to come and present yourself as a standard that can set the seasons of God into motion. There were many things that were lost in the fall of Adam. And far beyond what was lost was what Jesus brought back to us. Have you lost 1,000 naira? And then somebody decided to give you 10,000 because of 1,000 that was lost. It's a kind of mission Jesus did. Because what redemption brought was more than what we lost. We received a new standing in God. Can I share something with you? The creature with the highest ranking, both heaven and earth now, is not a cherubim, it's not a seraph, it's not creatures, it's not elders, it's man. The man, Christ Jesus. There was a reason why God took him with his physical body, so that it would be a human being that is sitting down on the executive throne of God. So that if any angel want to know what God looks like, they will see a human being's face. It is the face of Christ. If you want to know the most powerful being in heaven and on earth, is man. It is only man that can be God. Many things can be like I said, Akamu is not Costard. So in the plan of redemption, part of the tokens of redemption is the name of Jesus Christ. Another token is the blood.
There were many things given to man as emergency tools. The name is not, that name you see, is different from the blood. The name is an emergency tool because you enter the name by running. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it. You don't stroll into the name. Any day you see something stand up against you, spirits don't fear men. Spirits fear the spirits that support men. If anything rise against you, he say run and enter that name. If you say in the name of Jesus, what actually happens spiritually is that your image shifts. You enter into Jesus. Jesus is like an overall you can wear. This is why any man who undermines Jesus is a joker. You will soon arrive in a realm where creatures that are more wise than that your carnal wisdom, they will humble you. It's only inside him we live, we move, and have our being. If you step out of Jesus, you are exposed. Enter into him. And the reason why we share in this line tonight is because the name has been abused. Currently, there's a campaign on the internet. They think they can bring down his government. His government was not voted by men. There's nothing you can do here that will change it. He is Lord of all. Mind you, he is the only one that can be featured in the beginning. Because when they speak about the beginning of beginnings, they say, in the beginning was the Word. He was there. You don't know his start. You don't know his end. He has always been around. Can somebody call that name Jesus? You know, this is why the name must be powerful. Because you have found out the revelation in the name. You don't shout it like a champ. There is a truth that sponsors the result in the name. You have known what has been purchased. At redemption, there were many details factored into his affliction. So that in the day where they, mind you, a name, I conclude with this, our time is fast spent. Before his death, he was talking about Lazarus died and went to, you know, the bosom of Abraham. This is Jesus' own words. Now Jesus is about to die and he knows everything is about to change. A thief by his side say, remember me. The same Jesus that say Lazarus goes to bosom of Abraham. Jesus did not use bosom of Abraham ever again. He says, tonight you will be with me in paradise, because I will take men from Hades. I will remove them from there. That name is our inheritance. We don't have anything outside that name. And what God did for us is that he calculated all of Jesus' entitlement and put it in a name. In Revelations, you will see, he that overcometh, I will give a white stone, and on it a name that only him knows. So a name is our reward at the end. A name is not for identification. A name is a reward. That is why not too many angels have name. Many angels enter the earth, they don't know what to call themselves. They don't know how to introduce themselves to men because they don't know which name to give. The angels that have name, they secure the name based on faithfulness. A name came as reward to them. The way Jesus secured his own name too, as a reward. When our own time is over, they will give you a name too on a white stone. That is your real name. Mind you, if they call you anything now, it's just a joke. Have you seen when police arrest 10 people? You go and check the list. One is John, one is Peter, one is Elizabeth. That's not your name now. You are not living out to that name. A name is a reward at the end of the day. Can we bow our heads in 1 minute? I overcome by the name. Make that your prayer. I prevail by the name. I prevail by the name. I prevail by the name. Can somebody shout Jesus? Where is that disease? Yeah, that won't obey the name. Yeah,
The chains of Egypt's jail, yeah, cannot disobey the name. Your name is higher than the highest, is bigger than the biggest. Your name, Jesus, your name. Your name is higher than the highest, is bigger than the biggest. Your name, Jesus, your name, oh.